From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Lucia's about to adopt a criminal code that'll respond to the anthrax alert. Another hurdle stifles the flow of much-needed financial aid from Holland to the Dutch Caribbean. An International Creole Day, a look at the language and its politics. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Since the first anthrax scare hit the Caribbean almost 2 weeks ago, a series of false alarms has succeeded in raising panic levels in the region. That's been confirmed by the Caribbean Epidemiology Centre, CARIC, in Port of Spain. It says people have called in with suspected letters, many of which had no powder in them. I asked Dr. Eldona Boisson, acting manager at CARIC's Epidemiology Department, how her organisation was helping the authorities in these islands.
We have not had any powders or reports of powders that have been discovered in St. Lucia or Dominica. We have been assisting our member countries by developing guidelines for handling anthrax, guidelines for physicians, guidelines for surveillance of suspected anthrax exposure. And we have disseminated that to all the technical persons in our countries. We are also in the position to help them with developing plans to respond to threats of bioterrorism.